Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. We're going to have some fun tonight. After we go to the lightship, we're going to crash some timelines. And we're going to be having some of the groups that you may have heard about, knowing about ET intervention. And we'll crash those timelines for you. So if you have any particular groups you want to have crashed, remember, they give you mind control projections. So type it into the fast chat. And we'll see what happens. So I'll do six of these timelines for you, and we'll just see what seems to come up with you people. So let's go to the lightship first. We'll do an emotional clearing. Here we go. Think back of a situation that you had maybe in the last day or two that made you, not feel too good. We'll clear that energy from you. Count to five to do so. One, two, three, four, and five. Let's do a pain body release. Same process. Think of pain that you may have had in the last day or two. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're going to do a mind to heart drop. This is what you want to do to come into your heart center. Remember, when you're in the mind, you're in the alien control energies, your natal chart, everything else that goes with the mind. You're in time. When you go into your heart, then you're out of time. Then you're in source energy. Very, very simple to understand. These are the teachings of Jesus. To get out of the mind, stay in your heart. The kingdom is within. Don't go outside of yourself looking for stuff to connect to worship, to pray to. Because you don't want to become prey to any of that stuff, especially the aliens out there. I've seen a lot of those recently in the last couple months. They're not good. Here we go. So, going to drop you down from your mind, go from 10 to 1. Here we go. Your spirit's going to do this for you. And this program is all about getting you heart-centered with your spirit so you can connect to your own source energy, which is inside of you. Here we go. Dropping down, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. You should feel a little more heart-centered. Think of a thought. You shouldn't have a negative or a positive thought because the light does not judge anything. Because if it did, it would be darkness. Then you deal with duality. The light never created darkness and never created duality. So here we go. Let's go to the lightship, everybody. We'll first energize the light beam. So anybody listening to this on an archive, you will not be on the lightship because you have to be live in person on this particular radio program on Sunday nights or Saturday nights to do this. And we only do this with people listening. But you will feel the energy from the light ship. So here we go. Going to energize a light beam. Go to the Creation Light Ship Healing page. Scroll down. You're going to see a light beam there a little ways down on the page. And here we go. We're going to energize the light beam for everybody, bringing some peace energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, everybody, if you're new to the program, the light ship is what created you, created your spirit, created everything in the universe of light. If we were 2,000 years ago, we'd be calling the light ship Father, like Jesus did back then. So, here we go. You're going to feel this energy connection around your body, and you're going to be on the light ship out of time. Now, this time energy that you're going to be disconnected from is not the same as being in the now as you're connected to your current timeline. This is a completely different energy. This is where I live, out of time. So here we go. Let's connect you to the light ship energy. I'll count to five. We'll go up to the light ship. You can bring your animals, pets, with you if you wish, but not people. They have to be listening live to have this experience. We'll be there for about 15 minutes. You want to request healings, and the healings are between you and the light beam doctors. Here we go. Going to the light ship. I'll count to five to command the energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And you're on the light ship right now. And let's go into a room that deals with, looks like back pain. Maybe we have some people online listening who have back pain. That's what we're going to first. So request a healing. Remember, the light always sees you as perfect, whole and complete. And whatever you're dealing with, that's in divine perfection because they cannot judge your situation. You have to judge it yourself to say you want to get some relief or help in the healing process. I would recommend asking maybe every minute for a healing because they do the healing on you, and then it's up for you to validate the healing experience, whether you like it or not. And your healing takes place according to all of your past lives of your ancestors that's stored inside of you, the DNA, which is corrupted basically in all of us here. And this corruption is what causes our physical problems. And if you've worked on yourself and you cleaned out these invisible energetic bodies and the DNA, you would probably have a miracle healing instantly. So here we go, back pain. Bringing the energy for that. We're in special rooms as the light beam doctors work with everybody listening. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's work with maybe arms and shoulders now for pain there. Here we go, bringing this energy in, different room completely, different light beam doctors, and the doctors now that we're having this work done by are presenting themselves as they kind of look like, boy, there's different types here. The flowers want to come forward to help you. So here, these are flowers, very large flowers. Here they come, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, the next room that we're going into is a room that will work with your feet. So request healing there. And it could be the bottom of your feet, your arches, your toes, heels. So you may want to kick your shoes off, wiggle your toes a little bit, and just see how your feet are doing here. Here we go. This is healing for your feet. So bring in the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Next, we'll go into a room which the light beams will check you out for cancer cells. We're going in there now. And remember, the healings are between you and the light beam doctors. You may talk to them about different types of healings, too. You may or may not have it conscious. So here we go. We're in this room now. You may feel your body heating up. There's different energies going into you. So here we go. So I'll count to 10 to increase the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into another location. And let's go in one that works with our bladder, okay? And urinary tract. Here we go in kidneys. So stronger. Request healing, everybody. And we're also in other rooms that I'm not talking about. So if you have another situation going on, still request healing because you're in other rooms having work done on yourself. So this is urinary tract energy, bladder, kidneys. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into quarantine. We're doing a session tomorrow, an 8-hour conference call where we go into a room where this energy is used to get rid of the alien parasitic life forms that reside in us. Okay, there's many of these here. And we'll go in and get rid of some of the orb energies. So let's go in there. The orb energies are connected to the jellyfish that sit on the top of your head. Remember, just remember the movie Avatar. That's all about mind control. And these orb energies are like little scouts from the jellyfish to connect to you energetically, put little stingers in you. So we're going to take away some orb energies. Here we go. And just see how your body's responding. There's also a free orb clearing on the website, creationlightship.com, if you're interested in having more work done on yourself to get rid of the orb energies. They're not of the light. Here we go. Orb energy release. So stronger. We'll work with our head first. Stronger. 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 And stronger. And normally they attach, you know, to different parts of our body. Let's go to our eyes just to try that out here. That was our head. Let's go to our eyes here. So again, stronger. Stronger. See if your vision changes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have any itches on your body, let's go to those areas now. Get rid of the orb energies that have connected the little stingers in you. These are little jellyfish energies. Here we go. Remember, they show up on photographs and alien sightings and stuff. They look very nice with little smiley faces, but that's how they're show themselves to you. If you actually saw an orb in the physical, you would be you'd probably run the other direction. So here we go. Let's get rid of the energies that poison you from the orbs. Count to 10 to release this poison energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just see how your body's responding. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do some jellyfish energies. These sit on the top of your head, and the tentacles connect to your DNA and give you your dreams. So here we go. This is why you want to have your crown chakra completely closed off. We have a clearing for that on the website, too. So here we go. Get rid of the jellyfish energies. We're still in quarantine because these are not of light, and the light ship needs to get them out of you that way. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And boy, pretty strong here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do another energy. This is the octopus energy. This is actually from the Arcturians, and this is where they come from. I guess they just spell the name a little differently. I'd spell it with an O-C-T on it instead of with an A. But this is the octopus energies, Arcturian energies. I'm going to release those from you here if we can. So here we go. They go inside of you. They connect to your rib cage, your neck, your back, pull your body out of alignment, and help to suffocate you. So take a deep breath here. You might have a better breath after we get done here. Just kind of see how your body is responding. Your body will tell you what's happening. Don't use your mind. Remember, the mind is going to control you by darkness. Here we go. Octopus energy. First tentacle released. Number two released. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This one had 10 tentacles, so it's more than an octopus. Wow. Okay. And get rid of the body. It's coming out of you. There we go. Now we need to get rid of the poison that they give you. This is on the website, too. If you want to do that, it's very beneficial. This is the poison energy being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll get rid of the waste products. Remember, they're living inside of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And remember what happens after life? You have death. And remember, the aliens don't always like each other, so they could battle internally inside of you. So we'll get rid of the carcasses here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we can get rid of a few of these here. You still could have quite a few. This is why we have the 8-hour calls to help you out with this process here. So let's do clearing inside the website here. I mean, inside the light ship. And we're going to go to the red room, get life force energy coming to you now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's go into a room where they help us out with our hormones. So if you have any hormone problems, we'll see if they can balance your hormones for you. Here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll go into a couple more rooms. We'll go into the room where they have the crystal room, all different types of crystals. There's crystal geodes there. A lot of people like to go where the amethyst crystal is, so we'll go into that here, the crystal geode of amethyst. Going into this, we're levitating now, going in there. Every crystal is conscious, so here they come. So increase the energy down here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, going to another room. And a lot of people like to go into the room where the volcano is. So this is a big volcano, and it'll do healing on you also. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And also we'll go into another specialized room where they work with our thyroid. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, request healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll have one more room that we go into. We'll go into, let's see here. I'm getting a picture of deer, so we'll go into where the deers are. They'll do healings on us. Remember, all these light beings take physical form. All dimensions, we'll say, have physicality. On the light ship, there's no such thing as dimensions because everything is of light. Only down here we have separation in duality and what you may want to call a spiritual hierarchy brought to us by the wonderful Galactic Federation that is here to abduct you. So here we go. Going to go into this energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. Wonderful deer. Stronger, 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 and stronger. One final room will be a room for our adrenal glands. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And before we go, what we'll do is help out the aliens that would like to go to the light. We have this on the website. It's a free clearing, which is called Alien Life Form Darkness to Light Clearing. So you can use that whenever you wish. And these aliens that live inside of you have a chance to go into the light and to have a spirit or soul put into their life form. So here we go. We'll activate that now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll bring in some peace energy from the light shift before we come back. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So all these healings tonight are between you and the light being doctors. And hopefully you had some wonderful healings. And we're going to come back now. So our animals and pets are now joining us. Remember, you're on the light ship out of time. And when you come back here, you're going to feel yourself get disconnected. And if you notice right now, everything around you is separated from you. This is because you don't necessarily live here. So here we go, coming back down. So I'll count to five. You're going to feel the energy shift. One, two, three, four, and five. That's great. So we did a lot of timeline crashing, I guess, in the last maybe three or four BBS programs. Elijah's been doing this for quite a while with religions and things. So if you have your very favorite alien race that you want to have disconnected from you, you may know it or not know it. Just type it into the fast chat here, or even call in and we'll do a timeline crash, which will help everybody on this planet because this timeline will be disconnected and you can be bounced, you know, back and forth between maybe 50 or so timelines. So it's very disconcerting to know that. But remember, when you're not here, where are you? You're on a parallel life, having this existence controlled by a movie, by the aliens. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight, who is Annika. Are you out there, Annika?
Yes, I am, Ron. Thank you for having us go to the light ship and have that wonderful, wonderful experience. And we had a very nice time today with the call that you did, which is a monthly ascension preparation call that Ron is doing with the Creation Light Ship once a month. And if you missed that, it's not to worry. We are also doing the 8-hour calls that you can find up top on the website. Go to www.creationlightship.com, and there's a lot of information on there. And if you want to join, you can email Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. So we're talking about crashing timelines. And I know, Ron, you also will take callers, and maybe somebody wants to call in. So I wanted to mention that, too. If you want to call in, I did post them on the fast chat. You can see them on there. And they're also on the BBS radio website. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756. So you might want to put some of the races that you will perhaps do now, Ron, some of the more popular ones. So I know we've done already on some of the other days. You did this, some of the Pleiadians, Syrians, and Reptilians. Where should we go with that, Ron? Should we do any of them again?
Yeah, we can do some here, so we'll see what comes on the fast chat. Let me see. Well, I don't know. You want to do the Andromedans? We can do that if you wish.
So yeah,
we'll do that one,
and
then
good.
We have
Ashtar Command. Yeah, I actually see some here, too. Yeah.
Great White Brotherhood and the Greys or Zetas. So let's do those right off the bat. So here we go. Let's do the ones from the Andromedan race here. So hang on, everybody. You're probably going to feel your body do a little rock and roll as this happens. Remember, you're on a timeline with them. This is their mind control timeline for parallel lifetimes. And, you know, it's not a pleasant situation, but here we go. We're going to look for the timelines that people are on right now. And, you know, there could be hundreds of these, but we'll, you know, get a couple of them or so. And here we go, looking for those. And they transmit these energy waves, transmissions, from a satellite typically, and that goes to maybe a controller back in the Beyondo land here in the cosmos. The alien life form residence of these things could be a planet. But there's a timeline in between. This is where they abduct you and hold you. This is why you lose track of time sometimes, forget things, etc., lose your keys, don't know where they are till you go back to that timeline. Here we go. We're going to crash this timeline, and the alien race or people from that particular race of the Andromedans that are controlling you. Will it get rid of all the Andromedans? I won't say that it will, but it will get the ones that are hooked up to this timeline. So here we go. On a count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, starting to yawn, must be a heavy timeline. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, this timeline, you're not going to feel it for probably about 5 minutes. It's already starting to break away. But they're so far out, they, remember, they live in time. Light is in the moment. So the light can go through all of the aliens almost instantly, but it'll take them 5 minutes to come here. So take note of the physical time right now. My computer says about 26 after, and it looks like it's going to take them about 5 minutes to get here. So you're going to feel your body respond to this timeline crash at around 31 after. So just keep track of your computer time if you want, and here we go. Oh, boy. We have a caller on, Annika, or not?
Yeah, I heard a beep there. So, hello, caller. Is anyone out there?
Yes, it's Tina.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
Hi. Okay, I have a kind of an odd request. I was wondering, could we crash the timeline of the American Medical Association?
That I can't do, no. I only work with aliens.
Aliens? Okay.
Yeah, so if you have an alien that, do you have a particular alien race that might be on your butt?
No, but it seemed that that last clearing that you just did seemed to be having some effect.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not very knowledgeable about the alien races.
Okay. Yeah, you are going to feel it more when it finally crashes. You're feeling the energy of the timeline as it kind of falls down from the dark side universe. And just kind of think of ripples like in water. And, you know, that wave initially came way far out, and now, you know, you're going to be feeling some of that activity. But when it finally comes through your body, you're going to feel it. So we're still waiting for that one to crash here. And you will probably feel your energy of your body completely change. What it does, each time you get a timeline off of you, you will start to feel much, much better. I'm going to be putting that on the website so you can select your favorite alien group. And you can also put an issue in, because remember, they give you issues, and because they want to control you naturally. So what's the better way to give you an issue that, you know, also is to control you with that issue? So that'll be on the website within probably a few days here, so you're able to eliminate this stuff out of your life. So I'm feeling it myself. I'm feeling like a shortness of breath. How do you feel, Tina? Are you still there?
Yeah. What kind of issues do they work with? Like emotional
anything.
Or physical?
Yeah. It'll be anything. Emotional, physical. It all depends how they wish to use your body. And their abduction process. Some even, like since you're a female, some actually will impregnate women. They will take the fetuses away. It could be used for a baby factory. That's the most awful thing. It gets worse sometimes, and I won't talk about that. But that's probably the most dramatic situation, I think, for a woman, because men don't carry babies, or women do. And they can do that. And that happens on the timelines.
Well, let's try to clear. Can we clear that?
I'll pick one of the races here. This won't necessarily work with men, but But we'll crash a timeline for the Ashtar command, okay? So
okay.
That's on here from a caller. Here we go, Ashtar command being crashed. So here we go, finding this group of aliens that poses that here. And here we go, so going out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow, that's heavy. 7, 8, oh, man, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, know how your body feels. You know, don't use your mind, you know. I'm not picking on these races because, you know, I'm trying to focus on one of them thinking that it's bad. It's up to you to discern whether or not this is affecting you or not. And if you do get affected by the Ashtar command or maybe the Andromedans, you may want to go to the clearing for $30 a month under alien attack removal and put their names in to get them off of you. So here we go. Wow, this is heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you're a woman, you may want to ask now to have your reproductive system get restored or have them disconnect from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, this timeline is going to crash in about 30 seconds. So 20 seconds to go, counting down, we'll say. Oh, we're yawning. 10 seconds. And now it's coming to us, and you should actually feel this energy going through your body now and see if your body feels any freer. Now, naturally, there's a lot of people connecting to Ashtar Command, and it could be all different races posing as that name. So you're not really focused on just one of these. It could be many things that is using that name to connect to. And there could be an official Ashtar command, too. That's up to you to discern, discern as your spirit. Okay, next we're going to crash one. In fact, we probably just got through going through also the one for the Andromedans. Let's do another one here. The it's listed here. I guess the Great White Brotherhood. Here we go. So get rid of their timeline. And remember, this is only probably a few of these timelines. There could be a lot more. So here we go. 1, 2. This one's pretty close here. 3. Oh, boy. 4. 5. It's right here. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what the lightship does is go out and finds the alien races that are controlling this timeline or these timelines, and they become terminated. So there's no more aliens at that timeline doing it. And it's not that the whole race is gone, it's just the individuals that are controlling the timeline. Okay, another one on here that's listed for people, the Grace, okay, that is. Here we go. 1, 2, oh boy, yawning again. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That timeline is going to crash in about 1.5 minutes. So you may feel the energy coming to you now, but it'll be stronger as the timeline goes down. Remember, you're being bounced back and forth in the timelines, kind of like a ball being bounced, off of walls. Just think of hitting the ball in a small room, and it goes from wall to wall. Each wall would be a timeline. So you're being, distributed throughout different alien timelines. You might get visions of people, places, things as you sense, see a timeline, and get disconnected from it. Wow. Okay. That one's crashing right now, and it may crash another half a minute. Oh, boy. All right, so back to you, Annika. I'm going to get some water to drink here.
Okay. All right. We have some interesting comments. I just wanted to mention what some people are feeling, and it's quite interesting. Yes, that was heavy. And Anna saying, whoa, feel a bit dizzy and heavy and stomach funny. Jake is mentioning feet are trembling, heart energy coming in real strong, stuff coming from top of head. Freedom's mentioning nausea and chest pain, and a lot of people are feeling this. So just mentioning to all of you that it's usually really quick and brief, and it's all worth it, and it's just fantastic that Ron is able to do this here, for it will benefit all of us. And I also wanted to mention that before, when Ron was talking a little bit about some clearings, he mentioned the, let's see where I have it here. If you go to the website and you scroll down a little bit, no, I went the wrong way here. Alien removals is on the left-hand side of the website, and that is creationlightship.com. When you go down to alien attack removals, you will see the crown chakra cording disconnection. And that was one of the ones that Ron mentioned when he was talking about the Arcturians actually being connected to the octopus energy and the jellyfish, and that many of us then have one on top of our head that is giving us all kinds of not so nice things like dreams and that sort of thing. And he also mentioned the poison clearing that is also under the same place, under the alien attack removals. There is the poison, waste, and carcass removal. So lots and lots of great stuff. And if you're new to the website, there's so much on there. Please go on to creationlighter.com, and up top, you will see quite a bit of free healings. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 there. One of them are emergency healing that you can do anytime, and some other really, really great ones. So just wanted to mention that, and back over to you, Ron. I also just wanted to thank Tina for calling. So should we go on to another one? I saw the Centurions was asked for too, Ron.
Okay, let's do that here. So here we go. And you might be wondering what happens to people maybe like us that are living on a crash timeline. Well, once you're off of that timeline, then you're forced back to either here, hopefully in the now, or an alien race could take you and abduct you into their timeline. So hopefully you're brought back here. So it all depends how they're playing around with you out there. It's not just like set in stone that once you get off of a timeline, you're going to be back in the moment. You know, you could go to another alien timeline. That's the sad part. But hopefully we're all coming back here, and that would be wonderful. And you're going to know the difference. I told you how to check to see if you're in the now with your fingers. I think on the last show a week ago, last Friday. What I'll tell you, I'll just describe that to you right now. Remember, so if you're on a timeline, you're not going to die there naturally, because you're living in an artificial created body, typically. Maybe an android or a clone or something. And your spirit should be returned back here to your body. If your physical body's on the timeline, it'll be bounced back here probably also. So what you do to see if you're in the moment here, you can do the Be Here Now clearing, but the main thing is to do the one with your finger. Do we have a caller on, I wonder?
Yes, hello? Ron, I'm still here. I came on a little bit too soon, but I'm holding. No problem.
Okay. So, great. We'll get you in a second here. So what you do is you put your left index finger pointing up in front of your nose, maybe a couple inches or so away from it. And you want to look straight ahead. So put your finger there, kind of like looking down the side of a gun, we'll say. And then from there you take your right index finger and put it maybe about a foot in front of your whole body, okay? Now when these two fingers are in alignment, like looking down telephone poles, okay, then as you look down them, you're going to notice that at some point they're going to kind of like looked like one finger. Now, naturally, you could have an eye problem where it may look blurry, but, you know, you're going to have the point where they look like one. So just kind of think of the telephone poles, okay? Now, if you're straight ahead and your fingers are straight ahead in front of you, and then you're in the moment. So ask your body where you are. If your right hand moves to the right side of you, then you're in the future. If it goes to the left side, you're in the past, okay? So what we're going to do now is I want everybody to put the fingers directly straight in front of you and command your spirit and your body to be here right now in this present moment. But this will take you off of those timelines because you have more control than the alien sometimes by commanding this here. It's when you don't know about it is when they abduct you, okay? Now what I want you to do to change the reality, you're not going to a timeline, but you're going out of the now. So move your right hand with your finger pointing upward, maybe 2 inches to the right. And you're going to notice that everything in the room changes, okay? It might get out of focus. You might hear different sounds. If you talk with your voice, it might sound different. And now bring it back directly in front of you. And now we're going to go into the past. So move your right hand again to the right, maybe over a couple of inches. And you're going to notice that you feel a little different, okay? And this is a quick way to tell where you are. So you can ask your body to move your right hand for you to see if you're in the now or in the past or in the future. So there you go. So let's crash the timeline for, I guess, the Centurions, I guess. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that was the last one we mentioned.
Okay, here we go.
Centurions.
So the Lightship's going to look for this timeline that people are connected to. And you might say, gee, I don't know if I'm really connected to this or not. Well, all these alien races have you hooked up to timelines, okay? So you don't have to worry that maybe one might be good. So here we go, and that you're not hooked up at all. So let's go here. And they're looking for the satellite that's beaming down this transmission to you to connect you to the timeline. That's being eliminated now. Now we're eliminating the timeline and going to, like, the controller, we'll call it, the little person on the computer that's instructing you to do different things against your will. Here we go. And now they're eliminating the alien race that is control of this here, controlling you. Okay, this timeline is going to take 4 minutes to come to us here. You might feel it now. So look at your clock, and in 4 minutes, approximately, you're going to feel your body do a shift. So that timeline is crashing. So back to you, Victoria Ann.
Oh, Ron, I might get, hopefully I'll stay here within the next 4 minutes.
I don't think we did the grays yet.
What?
I don't think we did the grays. Did we do the grays? I don't think
you
we did.
You did the grays.
Yeah, we mentioned it, but I don't know if you might have gone into the Astar Command or White Brotherhood then.
Okay, let's go into the grays here. Here we go.
Okay.
Go to their timeline, and there we go. And this one's not too far out, probably about a minute out here. There we go. And this is crashing now. So just wait and see how your body is responding. Okay, Victoria Ann, back to you.
Thank you, sir. I had a question about the jellyfish. You mentioned this evening that the jellyfish give us our dreams, and is that a separate type of dream from when we were being taken, perhaps we're still some of us being taken to parallel universes in our dreams? Can you clarify the difference, or are they one and the same?
Okay, the interface to the alien, somehow they use a jellyfish, just like in the movie Avatar, to connect you to the darkness. And then from there, the jellyfish connects to you. So maybe these satellites that beam down this stuff connects to the jellyfish. Remember, the jellyfish connects to all of your cells, so they have to get a way to come into you. And this is kind of how it works. So normally when you have dreams at night, they're activating your cells, your memory in your cells of what happened, and that's kind of how it works. So
they can play around with it and change it and scare, you know, make it worse and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yes, that's correct. Remember, you shouldn't have any dreams at all. Dreams are
yeah,
not
good. that's separate from the parallel life thing, right?
Yes, it'd be all parallel lives, yes, uh-huh. Remember, in the lights, you don't have parallel lives. You only have one life in the body that you're in. And if that body goes asleep, you're not doing anything. You're just resting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I feel a crash coming. And you may be feeling a crash, too. Do you feel anything, Victoria Ann?
Yes, I usually feel it in my head first. I got to get that crown chakra handled soon, you know, closed off, because that's where I usually get it first, you know?
Yeah. Okay, let's do another alien race here. Any other questions, Victoria Ann? I guess that's it. Okay, we'll do the Syrians. That one's another buzzword that's out there for alien races. There's quite a few. I probably have maybe 100 listed on the website, but we have some favorite ones that people normally like to talk about. So here we go, Syrians. These are the ones that also are doing this to you. Now, what I will say is that typically not all alien races are bad. I haven't found a good one yet, but I'll leave that open, okay? So whenever we do this work, we're picking on that race, and the ones that are controlling you from that race is being terminated. So here we go. The Syrians, connecting to their timeline. And this one's like right here, right now, crashing. I'll count to 10. You're going to feel it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 there. And we'll do another alien race here. I guess the Pleiades, Pleiadians, I guess. That one's one that's out there in the buzzword, too. Normally you hear that and, you know, the Greys also. So we're doing the ones that people normally talk about all the time in maybe the UFO stuff, you know, all the ones that are very, very popular. And normally because people talk about them, they think that they're good. Naturally, if it's in print, it has to be good. You know, that's the truth when it's in print. So here we go. The Pleiades here, 1, 2, 3, 4, a little bit further out, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, there we go. It's crashing now. And this one here for me feels like throat energy, but that's up to you. Okay. Here we go. Timeline's crashing. There, that one's done. And maybe some other ones coming forth, but this is basically it. So this is what we're doing here is timeline crashing. The light has been working with the timelines for quite a while now. And the timelines are created by the aliens. And they started crashing the timelines when they started taking out the religions off this planet. The religions are the aliens that brought them here. That control people. So when you go to church and you pray outside of yourself to some energy you know nothing about, which is typically, we'll say, in the name of God, then those aliens that are in that church being conducted through the minister, through the congregation, whatever, at that point you are hooked up. So when you pray, P-R-A-Y, you're a P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. This is why the teachings of Jesus is so simple. The kingdom is within you. Don't go outside of yourself. Don't get hooked up to the aliens. And that's why you're listening to this program. This is all about ascension. And the reason why you're listening is because you probably want to do the ascension because you missed out 2,000 years ago because some dark side teachings came forth and people chose in your genetic line the darkness as opposed to the light. So that's kind of how it works. So you might just see how all these healings feel for you. Like I said, I haven't seen a lot of good alien races. A few of them have actually flipped over and come into light that I've worked with. But almost all of them, you know, I'll say 99% of them at least, I do spiritual battles with those and have been. A lot of them are getting cleaned up. But they're still out there. They're still abducting people. And abducting and using their energies for everybody on this planet, including our governments. So if you wonder why, you know, the Earth is the way it is, it's because whatever's happening here is happening above us, we'll say. So as above, so below. And we're kind of below. And all the alien races are controlled by another alien race. So they don't know any difference. So that's the sad part. And all they know is domination, control, conquer and divide, destroy, and they eat us. So that's the bottom line, physically and energetically. So that's you, Annika.
Okay, so thanks, Victoria Ann, for calling. And Freedom has a question: that could we feel irritable after a crash, Ron?
Oh, yes, you could, very definitely, because that can key into your emotions. You may have a situation where it was very emotional for you on that timeline. Maybe they had you tied into some kind of torture device, okay? Maybe they stole some of your energetic templates. Maybe you have 108 energetic bodies. Maybe they stole them and were torturing parts of you. Remember, these energetic bodies that you have all look the same. They look like little figures of your physical body. So if they're torturing one of those, you may come back here because it was being tortured and you may not feel too well. So we're going to have that on the website, too, so you can get your templates corrected. And that's the way it's going to be working, I think, with the new clearing. I'm still designing that, but that could be one of the reasons. Plus, it's very possible for some people that as the timelines crash, you might feel disconnected. And that could put your body into fear because you're so used to being controlled. When you get your freedom back, you don't know what to do with it. And, you know, you're going, wow, I feel free, but I'm so used to all this mind control energy from this alien race, I'm now in fear because I have to be responsible for my own life. And that's kind of the way it works with some people. And you might feel lonely. You might feel that you're disattached to everything. And that's another situation that people could actually feel. So the main thing is, once you get used to it, you're going to feel so much better. You have more space in your body. You're not going to probably have headaches or have to worry about as many abductions as possible because these timelines are being released from you. So back to you, Annika. I hope I answered that question okay.
Okay. So, yeah, great. And I thought I heard a beep, but that could have been something else. I don't know if we have someone out there. Hello? Okay, maybe I didn't. So Brooks Covile is asking, and I'm not sure if I got your name right, but is this my light beam chakra rope connection?
Okay, is this your light?
Light beam chakra rope connection.
I don't know what that would be. Your spirit is from the light, and so this show is about connecting you to your own spirit. And so this is why I say that the light does not channel through anybody, doesn't use archangels or Jesus or whatever you want to call it, Mother Mary, to channel, because if it did, it would be in judgment, because you'd be using words, and all words have a judgment to it, and they don't always mean the same thing year after year. So the light never channels through anybody, because you have it with you always, and you cannot bring in more light to your body. You can't go out and read a book or bark at the moon or something like that, or do a ritual to bring in more light, or go to a practitioner and have them wave a magic wand or say, I'm going to bring in like the Arcturians to you to bring, give you more light and special attunements, etc. All that is dark energy. The light's always with you, so don't ever do that, because you'll be having the light of the darkness, which is the dark side's representation of the light, and it will connect you more to darkness, to the aliens. So very, very detrimental. I heard a beep. Somebody out there?
Hello?
Yes, hi, Ron and Annika. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. So, Ron, could we get a timeline release from the Satmad Indian religion?
Okay. Repeat the name of that again.
It's the Satmad Indian religion, the religious people come here from India. They put on the white gown and they have this power over the people, and they enslave the people with their ideologies, and they control the people. They punish the people through the committee system.
Okay, so you're asking to have a religious timeline disconnection. Is that what you're asking for, that religion?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, we'll see what we can do here. Some of these take a long time to release, but we'll do part of it here. It may only be a couple percent, but we'll see what happens. So here we go. And repeat the name again, Larry, for everybody.
the Satmat Indian religion.
Okay, here we go.
S-A-N-T-M-A-T.
Okay, here we go. Connecting to that energy on the timeline. Remember, they also control you through your DNA. So if you happen to, maybe you don't go to church in this lifetime, but your ancestors may have. And that's how you get hooked up, too, through your DNA. So whether you believe it in this lifetime or not, it's still real. Here we go. Finding that timeline, disconnecting it now. This one's going to take about 20 seconds to disconnect, so I'll just count to 20 so you can actually feel it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Okay, just see how you feel now with this timeline being disconnected from you. These are parallel lifetimes that your body is forced to go into. Another way to say it, this is parallel lifetimes that you are abducted into. So if you are new to this program, we really didn't talk about aliens too much, maybe about 6 months ago or so. So if this is a little too far out for you, then by all means go back maybe a year from now and listen to some of the archives and get a better grasp on it. Where we're working now is in the now. The light only works in the now, and their focus in the now is timelines for alien control of you. But this show is about getting you connected to your spirit, and you need to get these things off of you to do that. So our show is coming to a close here, so I'll say blessings to all of you. It's almost straight up on the hour. So have a wonderful evening, everybody. We're going to bring in some peace energy to change the energy of this show. So here we go. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. It'll be activated for the next hour. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We have our 8-hour special call tomorrow to get rid of the alien parasitic life forms starting at 10 o'clock Pacific. And that's 1 o'clock Eastern, an 8-hour conference call. So if you're interested in feeling better, get on the call. Okay, so we'll see you later, everybody. Go to the website and sign up for it on PayPal. Thank you, Annika. See you later, everybody.
Thank you. Good night. Blessings.